It's 7:13 now on this Tuesday morning. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets. Right next to Party City, we got donuts from Joe's Cafe, six locations across the East Bank, West Bank, Metairie, Tarrytown, Two and Marrero, West Bank, Wego, and Gretna. So have some donuts, coffee. We got free World War II museum tickets, and the most important thing is the experts that are standing by to help walk you through the Medicare enrollment process, because it can be daunting. Today is the first day of the annual enrollment period. You need to make a selection, even if you are already enrolled, and if not, they can help walk you through the process. Dr. B will be here as well at 8:15, and you know we love talking to him. Ali Cosell joins us now to talk about the Pelicans. Ali is a credentialed writer and reporter, a credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. How you doing, Ali?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing well. Pelicans regular season basketball is almost here.
Yeah, how about the Pelicans preseason? How do they look so far?
You know, there's been positives and negatives. That's probably the best way to put it. Zion, he looks fantastic. He looks like he's ready for the regular season. The rest of the team, it's coming along to where, okay, they're rebounding the ball. You wondered how would they do playing a lot smaller so far through two games. They look like they'll be able to hold their own. The biggest problem has been too many turnovers, and, of course, they're not making all their three-point shots. But the positive is, of course, they're taking a lot more. So, like I said, you've got positive and negatives. They could very well be 2-0. But, again, we know preseason doesn't mean anything. Finally, we're going to get to see Brandon Ingram. That's probably the biggest news of the day today. He's going to play in the final preseason game. And you want to see how, you know, this group looks, because this is the group, outside of Trey Murphy, who's injured, is going to look to start the season.
Tell me why they held Brandon Ingram out. Is that for injury or just to save him?
Yeah, both sides decided it would be best, right? He's coming off a summer where he did actually a lot of rehab on his knee, which he injured towards the end of the regular season last season in a game against the Orlando Magic, right? He didn't look like himself in the playoffs. So he said he spent about 2.5 or so months rehabbing that knee over the summer, and he just doesn't want to push it too hard. And this is a guy who typically, Tommy, even when he's healthy, doesn't play in all the preseason games. There's a lot of players around the league, star players around the league, who do this consistently.
So they lost a couple of preseason games, right, in Florida because of the storms. Is that going to have any effect on anything?
You kind of wish that they would have had at least another preseason game, right? Last game against the Miami Heat, they had 24 turnovers, only 19 assists. So they look like a team, honestly, that's not there. They're not all on the same page. They were having trouble even catching the ball. And Willie Green even admitted they're rusty. They just haven't played enough games. So you just wonder, right, to start a regular season where, you know, once that first game happens, then you're playing just about every other day. You just hope that they're ready for it.
So Zion looking good, trim, and he's working on a mid-range jump shot?
Yeah, he claims he's going to shoot the ball more when he's not close to or next to the rim. And this is something that he has honestly said now for a couple of years. To say he says he's very hesitant because he just knows that he can get in closer where, you know, when you get closer, the percentages will go up because it's an easier shot. But he's really dedicated to shooting that mid-range shot. And we saw that, right? In the game of Miami Heat, he put his head down, looked like he was going to drive to the rim. Even surprised the Miami Heat players. Then he just pulled up on his own from the free throw line. That's typically not how he's even shot those shots in the past. So you hope to see more of it, right? It's going to be less pounding on his body. He's going to make the defenses be more honest to where they can't all five men go running in front of the rim trying to stop him. If he can do that consistently, Tommy, that's going to really open up the lanes, plus for the rest of his teammates. So, yeah, we've been saying you've got to add something in your game. And hopefully this is going to be the season that he does it.
What can we look for with Herb Jones playing center?
Yeah, that's probably the most interesting thing. Daniel Tice so far has started both of the games. But, right, Brandon Ingram's not been playing. Trey Murphy's been hurt. So it's hard to get a gauge on just how much Herb Jones is going to play center. Obviously, he's undersized, Tommy. He stands 6'8", doesn't weigh even more than, you know, 215 pounds, 220 pounds. And when you're going up against seven-footers that are always usually in excess of 250 pounds, that's a huge disadvantage. But Herb Jones has some experience doing this on and off over the last 3 years. I remember especially a couple of years ago when they had you know, they had just drafted Dyson Daniels, and he was able to play off the ball. And the Pelicans, when they wanted to play small, because Herb Jones is so versatile, right? Brandon Ingram isn't known as a defender, Zion neither. So for them to play center was a much difficult ask. But for Herb, it's kind of, you know, something he's done, especially in college. So I remember him having success against Nikola Jokic, the Denver Nuggets, when the Pelicans went small. You just wonder, like I said, can he also handle these guys enough? It's fortunate tonight, today's game, they don't go, right, teams don't go through their centers throwing the ball in the post like they used to with Shaquille O'Neal and other bigs in the past. But you just wonder, can he keep people off the boards, right? I mean, when you're that small, it's hard to, even though you're trying to box out, keep your opponent away from the rim on those rebounds, it's hard to do when you're giving up that much size. So it's going to be an experiment, right?
I would think durability would be a concern too, right, throughout the season with the size disadvantage?
I'm sorry, say that again, Tommy.
Durability would be a concern with the size disadvantage throughout the season.
That's the biggest concern. I mean, Herb Jones has missed some games because he's gotten beaten up before. And you don't want – that's why the Pelicans don't want to play Zion at center, to say he will play some center minutes, but you don't want to have him banging down. That's why Anthony Davis for years didn't want to play it, and that's why he's always an injury riddle – has had an injury riddle career. You know, it's just tough ask. But the Pelicans' best seven players, Tommy, they're all, you know, wings and guards. And in order for you to get as many of them out there for as long as possible, you're going to have to play a lot of small ball. Now, the upside, of course, is on offense, you're going to have all these slower guys, these bigger guys trying to stay with you. And usually that doesn't work either, right? How many times Golden State has done it and these other small teams. So it's a give and take.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Ali Cosell about the Pelicans, a credentialed NBA writer that covers the Pels. We'll talk about Peyton coming back to town, not the one you think, a different one. We're going to talk about DeJounte Murray fitting in and more. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center. Come on over. We've got coffee and donuts for you. You can find out everything you need to know about the Medicare annual open enrollment period. Seminars coming up at 10 and 1. Absolutely free. No obligation, no cost, no nothing like that. And we even have free World War II tickets for you. So a lot coming up. 721 traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:26, back with Ali Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Tommy Tucker, WWL, live at the People's Health Medicare Center. Today is the first day of the annual open enrollment period, so don't wait. Come on out. Now's the time to come in. We got people standing by waiting to help you. We got donuts. We got coffee. We got World War II museum tickets. And, of course, we do have Ali Cosell. I talked about Peyton returning to town. Not Sean, but Alfred, who played with the Pelicans back in the day and actually has, I think, a Hornets fleur-de-lis tattoo, does he not?
Yes, he does. Yes, very good memory, Tommy. Yeah, it's a sort of a reunion for Alfred Payton, who's honestly on the downside of his career, as everybody knows, but he's trying to latch on somewhere. And I thought he played really well in the fourth quarter of the last game. He played the entirety of the quarter, had seven assists, and he really led the team from where, you know, by time when he entered the game, they were trailing close to by 20 points, but they had a chance to win in the end, largely because, like I said, he organized the offense, got people in the right places, and found some players for easy shots. And that's something they weren't really able to do the entire game until he came in.
Talk about DeJounte Murray. How's he been fitting in? What have we seen so far?
Yeah, that's the one area where I wish the Pelicans had a few more games on the slate before the games start to count. He looks like, you know, when he's out there, he's trying to get everybody else going first. And you could see it in the last game where he didn't look for his shot at all in the first, what, maybe 5-6 minutes. But once C.J. McCollum sat down, once Zion Williamson went down for his first break, and he was on the floor alone with none of those other big three or four, if you include Brandon Ingram, then that's when he started looking for a shot. So you can kind of tell when he's turning the switch on, off, and that just doesn't really work in the NBA because things move so fast. You want to always find the right shot, but you're always, when you're moving the ball, you're making sure, of course, you're not turning it over and things like that. So, yeah, I would say, Tommy, that while he looks good, right, once they sat down, he immediately hit like three shots in a row from the mid-range, and he shows that he can get by his defender at any time. And defensively, he looks fantastic, too, tipping the number of balls. He's going to help on the rebounding glass because he can get up high. And that's what one thing the Pelicans do have. They've got a lot of young, small guys, but they all can, you know, jump up there and grab the basketball, and he's one of them. So there's a lot of things that you like, but like I said, it's just the chemistry isn't there yet.
Real quick, Trey Murphy, what do we know about him?
Yeah, how so long Trey is Murphy, he's been shooting in practices, not still stance shots, but actual jump shots, so that bodes well. But again, we're not going to have an official update from the Pelicans on when he's going to be able to return until pretty much maybe next week, right when the first regular season game on Wednesday is supposed to happen. We always thought he'd miss a handful of games, and it looks like that's going to be the case. But at least it was a mild hamstring strain.
Thank you, Ali. Ali Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Of course, we got Pelicans basketball for you tonight as the Pels take on the Rockets in Houston. Pregame 6:30, tip-off at 7. That's on the Big 870 WWL AM. While the Pels are on 870 AM, we'll continue with regular programming sports talk, followed by the Saints Hour on WWL FM 105.3, WWL.com, and streaming live on the Odyssey app. So you got it all here on WWL, your station for the Saints and the Pels and LSU football. We'll take a break, come back, talk with Alex Hammerstone about a Gmail account takeover and another hacking thing that went on. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets in Metairie. Come get some free World War II museum tickets, coffee, donuts, and find out all about Medicare's annual open enrollment period. Right now, time for WWL First News.